This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with the praise of Allah. We praise Him. We seek His help and we ask for His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is nobody that can misguide Him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is nobody that can guide Him. And I bear witness that there is no God that deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. May Allah exalt his mention and grant him peace, and to his family and his companions and all those who follow them until the last day. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as he deserves for you to have taqwa of him, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord, who created you from a single soul, and created from it its mate, and from them both he sent forth many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one whose name you ask by, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives. Allah is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great success. To continue, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of affairs, or the worst of things in this religion, are the newly invented beliefs and practices. And all of these newly invented beliefs and practices are innovation. And all innovation is misguidance, and all misguidance is in the hellfire, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. My dear brothers, before we begin the topic of the khutbah today, I'm once again going to remind you very quickly of two or three small etiquettes relating to the khutbah. The first is that we want you to fill the rows. So the brothers who are coming in late, please don't pray in the doorway. Come in and fill the masjid up, so that there's space for the people who come after. The second thing I'm going to remind you is that during the khutbah, it is not allowed to talk. It's not allowed to give the salam. It's not allowed for you to talk to your friend. It's not allowed to ask somebody for something. So you can't say, Abi, can you bring me some water? Brother, how are you? In the khutbah, you have to be quiet. The third thing I'm going to remind you is that that extends to drinking water and other things. So it's not allowed for you to drink water. It's not allowed for you to play with your phone and so on, unless there is a clear need that you have to go and drink something stuck in your throat. Then, for the time of the khutbah, you have to listen. So with that said, and after praising Allah and asking Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal told us in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. We didn't send any messenger except that that messenger has to be obeyed. لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. By the permission of Allah. Allah sent the prophets and the messengers عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ لِيُطَاعَ, so that that messenger is obeyed. My dear brothers in Islam, when we say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to understand that this encompasses three things. It encompasses tasdiquhu fima akhbar, believing in what he told you about. When he told you about Allah, and he told you about Allah's names and attributes, and he told you about Jannah, and he told you about the fire, and he told you about what will happen before the day of judgment, you have to believe him. The second thing, ta'atuhu fi ma amar, that you believe or that you obey him in what he commanded you to do. So when he commands you to do something, you have to implement that command. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever the messenger gives you, you have to take it. And whatever the messenger tells you not to do, you have to stop it. And Allah threatened his punishment upon the people who don't obey the messenger. So we said that when you said Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this says three things. The first thing is that you believe in what he told you. The second thing is you obey him, whatever he commanded you to do, and whatever he told you not to do, you listen to the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you do what you are told. And the third thing, أَنْ لَا يُعْبَدَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِمَا شَرَعَ, that you only worship Allah the way he showed you to worship Allah. And in this khutbah today, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, we are going to be talking about what it means to obey the messenger and to follow the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we said that it means that you believe in him and you obey him and you only worship Allah the way that he showed you. Our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't speak from his own desire. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. He doesn't speak from his own opinion. He doesn't speak from his own desire. He doesn't tell you what he likes or he doesn't like. He speaks from al-wahy, from revelation. Jibreel used to come down with the sunnah like he came down with the Quran. Our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he spoke, it was because Allah commanded him to speak. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jalla told us in the Quran, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ عَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever obeys the messenger has obeyed Allah. And by the understanding of this ayah, whoever disobeys the messenger has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said, قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. Say, obey Allah and the messenger. And if they turn away, then Allah does not love the disbelievers. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. O you who believe, if you want to be someone who has iman, then you have to listen to what Allah told you. O you people of iman, obey Allah and obey the messenger and those in authority over you. And if you disagree about something, bring it back to Allah and the messenger. If you really believe in Allah and the last day, this is better and it will give you a better outcome. Return it back to Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does that mean for us today? Return it back to Allah, meaning go back to the Quran. And return it to the messenger, go back to the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you have a disagreement, when you don't agree about something, or when there is some differing, or when there is some ikhtilaf, and maybe you think it's allowed, and he doesn't think it's allowed, go back to the Quran, and go back to the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go back to Allah. And go back to the sunnah, back to the Quran, back to the sunnah, back to Allah and back to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah threatened a severe punishment for the people who go against the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa said, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Whoever opposes the Messenger, goes against the Messenger, after the guidance came to them, and they follow a way which is not the way of the Sahaba and the believers radiallahu anhum. And more than one of the scholars of tafsir, they said, Al-Mu'minuna fi hadhihi al-aya hum ashabu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The believers in this ayah, they are the Sahaba. Whoever goes against the Messenger and follows a way other than the way of the Sahaba, we are going to give him what he chose for himself, and we're going to put him in Jahannam. And what a terrible destination it is. Allah threatened Jahannam for the person who goes against the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and goes against the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jal told us in the Quran, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Those people who go against what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, they should be careful. Because what is going to come to them is a fitna. And Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, الْفِتْنَةُ الشِّرْكِ. They are going to make a partner with Allah. They will end up going away from Islam because they went against the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or a severe punishment is going to come to them. Allah is threatening a punishment. Perhaps a person would even go away from Islam because they went against what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. My dear brothers in Islam, the reason for this khutbah, it was not just to educate you, not just to give you something to listen to. Wallah, many times when we look around ourselves, we see many times that we as a community, we are going against what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Even in the small things, going against what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Going against what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even in the things like our appearance. We all know, and there is nobody in this masjid, bi-idhnillah, who doesn't know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us to grow the beard and trim the mustache. Everyone, I'm not saying something you haven't heard before. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana wani rabbi, my Lord commanded me to grow my beard and trim my mustache. So many people will go against it, and it's only a small thing. But my brothers, if this is a small thing, where does it stop? How many times are we going to go against the Prophet ﷺ and what he told us to do? And perhaps even we would add things into the religion that didn't come from the religion of Islam. We must obey what the Prophet ﷺ told us. We must take it seriously, even in the small things that he told us to do. Allah sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liyuta'a bi-idhnillah, to be obeyed. So when we find the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to do something, whether it is something in our appearance, or in our behavior, or in our manners, or the way that we dress, like keeping our clothes above our ankles, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma tahta al-ka'bayn fahuwa fi an-nar, aw kama qala, whatever is under the ankle of a man is in the hellfire. How many people say, Akhi, this hadith not for me? Don't tell me about this. The Messenger was sent liyuta'a bi-idhnillah, to be obeyed in everything. And if you see how the Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in the smallest things, they used to copy him in everything. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took a ring of gold. The Sahaba, everyone among them that could afford, he took a ring of gold. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got rid of the ring because Allah told him that the gold is not allowed for the man. They got rid of the ring. Some of them would look where he put his footsteps, they would put their feet in the same place. He doesn't want to walk in a place the Prophet ﷺ didn't walk. Some of them would start talking to their relatives because of a small thing when they went against the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. So we need to take it seriously that just how we try to follow what Allah told us in the Quran. So in the Quran, Allah told us to follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah told us that what the Messenger commanded is the same as what Allah commanded. أَقُولُ قَوْلِهَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We begin with the praise of Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and we ask Allah to exalt and mention and grant peace to our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear brothers, we've been talking about how important it is in this religion of Islam that you have to listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told you and you have to follow it. And there is one thing that we highlighted, and I want to highlight it again, that we said that following the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and believing that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Messenger of Allah, it comes into three things. The first one is whatever he tells you, you believe what he says. The second thing is whatever he commands you, you obey him. And the third one, أَلَّا يُعْبَدَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِمَا شَرَعَ, that you worship Allah the way he showed you. My dear brothers, I was praying nearby one of the brothers in the Salah. Many of the brothers, not one brother. And when we finished the Salah, after the salam, I hear sometimes people saying things the Prophet ﷺ didn't used to say. So some of the people, they start raising their hands. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And they put their hands. Wallah, I do not know any single hadith, wal-ilmu indallah, that the Prophet ﷺ ever raised his hands after giving the salam, after the prayer. So let me ask a question. Is what you are doing better, or is what the Prophet ﷺ did better? There is no doubt all of us are going to answer that what the Prophet ﷺ did is better. So we have to do the way he did. I was praying the other day and I heard after the salam, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, Astaghfirullah al-azim al-ladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. That's not what the Prophet ﷺ used to say. He used to say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Ma kana yazidu ala hadha. That's what he used to say. Fil istighfar. He didn't used to say anything other than that. Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam tabarakta ya dal jalali wal ikram. This is what you say. Don't add things. You say, I added it, inshallah khair, inshallah hasan. لا والله ليس بحسن وليس بخير أن تخالف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's not a good thing that you added something that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't used to do. What did we say in the beginning of the khutbah in the hadith of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها. The worst thing in this religion is what you added newly after that. The new things that people added. Muhtathat al-umur. The new things that people added. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. Everything that somebody adds to this religion, it is misguidance and innovation. All of it is misguidance, and all of it is going to Jahannam. Let me ask you a question. If today in Dhuhr prayer, or in tomorrow in Dhuhr prayer, or today in Asr prayer, let's say, you prayed Asr prayer as 5 rak'ahs, what do you think? You'll say to me, Muhammad, it's not acceptable. Asr is 4 rak'ahs, not 5. I said, wa'allu khair, you added something. You say, no, you can't add something. This is what I'm saying to you. You can't add something to this religion at all. You can't add a word the Prophet ﷺ didn't add. You can't add a rak'ah that the Prophet ﷺ didn't add. You can't add a number that the Prophet ﷺ didn't add. What he did, that is what you do. That's what it means to say that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. And as we conclude this khutbah, I want to emphasize one final point. And I already spoke about it, but I want to speak about it again. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And that is that if you want to understand the Quran and the Sunnah, there is only one way to understand it. And that is to understand them the way that the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum wa ardahum understood. So if you look at something and you don't understand, did the Prophet ﷺ used to do this or not? Is this sunnah or not? Is this allowed or not? Look at what the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do and copy that. Because they were the people who understood the sunnah. And they were the people that Allah said about them, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with him. And they are the people that Allah said about them, wa kulla wa'ada Allahu al-husna. Every one of them Allah promised them. ثم صلوا وسلموا وعافوا الله على محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلكم ربكم فقال قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب العمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا ومؤيدا وظاهرا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين عباد الله ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله اكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون اخواني before we start to pray I have one or two very small announcements, inshallah, and I would rather make it on the minbar so everyone will pay attention, inshallah. So the main announcement that I want to make is, many times we change the prayer time every Jumu'ah, so on a Saturday, the prayer time changes. And sometimes the brothers, they don't get the new times. So what we have done is, we have made a Telegram channel for the app, if you have a phone,